Welcome to KiwiRadio.nz. We are smack rockin', block rockin' beats back with our great show. I really need a better intro than that. I'm working on it, but tell you what, who's working it tonight is two really cool R&B soul artists from New Zealand joining us on today's show. We've got Skiller and also Kylie Greening with a brand new track. But first, let's start with Mint Condition from their album Meant to Be Mint.
Of rejection. If you're with me, you're secure. You keep telling me that your time is always taken. I keep seeing you out alone. Listen to love. Your heart is pounding with desire. Waiting to be unleashed. Quit breaking my heart. I know your heart is in the right place. No, I won't let you down. Yeah. You can't disguise all the bounding of your heart. Yeah. I see your eyes. And you can start to make sense and quit. These are love games. Tell me what you're gonna do. Yeah. Quit breaking.
Breaking
starting the show with an R&B slow jam from 1991. That's Mint Condition from the album Meant to Be Mint. The song is called Breaking My Heart, in brackets, Pretty Brown Eyes. It's got that Backstreet Boys feel. And tell you what, they played recently in Auckland. We had a big amount of shows. My Chemical Romance were there too as well, and all sorts of gigs. I did a gig, but, you know, I'm no one. But, yeah, Backstreet Boys, that's definitely got a Backstreet Boys feel. We also have their sixth member of Backstreet Boys, Kyla Greening, unofficial, of course. Kyla Greening is joining us in the studio today, hailing from Hamilton. How do you like my intro, and is it true? Are you the sixth Backstreet Boy?
definitely not, but I'm sure. If you like the Backstreet Boys, then yes. I'll be the Backstreet Boys.
I put you in the spotlight with that first opening question, didn't I? But hey, you're not new to the podcast. I'm a bit quirky, so there we go. Welcome back.
Absolutely. Yeah. Backstreet Boys in Mint Condition. I do. It's a band of boys.
Yeah, it's got. Well, yeah, you know, they're from the same genre, and fittingly as well, you're releasing some new tracks with Sam V at the moment. You've got a brand new single. Give us the plug.
Okay, yes. The single's called Starry Nights, featuring, as you said, Sam V, who is an amazing singer, talented songwriter from Auckland. I just wanted to write a song that I sent you these songs that were kind of slow jams, 90s kind of R&B love songs, because that's the kind of stuff I grew up on. It's the stuff that gets me excited, stuff that reminds you what it feels like to, you know, be weak in the knees in love, and it just kind of, you can sit in the music and just go on a journey. So Starry Night for me is just another cool love song that you can blast loud and sing with your friends. The narrative of the story is just kind of two friends that have, you know, that could be more than friends, but no one's said anything yet. And maybe it's just something to do with the songs on the radio that's making the city look pretty tonight, or maybe it's the stars, you know, something in the moment that's making them feel like that. So it's kind of get in your feels type of song, which I love. So, yeah. Ben, I am a Backstreet Boys, because they definitely get people in their feels.
That's awesome. Hey, tell you what, Sam V is actually one of my favorite R&B artists from New Zealand. How was it like working with him?
Sam V is an awesome guy. He's very genuine. So I sent this song to him in 2020. I'd just written it with my friend Sarai, and I was like, man, I've met Sam one time. I wonder if he'd be keen. And he was so keen to jump on the track. He bought like 9 people to the studio. It was super packed, and we kind of just had a good time and a good kind of, yeah, like my mate ate off. We all kind of knew each other, and it was kind of like a first hangout where we kind of could all be in the same space. So it was me, our mate Aiden Fine, my friend Sarai, Aiden's brother, the keys players, Chris Bates was there.
The Chris, love it.
You know, so we all showed up at Parachute one day, and I remember kind of just jamming and not really doing the song, and then Sam was like, oh, you know what, I'll write my verse, and within like 2 minutes he's like, how's this? And he'd written his
song. Are you serious? He wrote the verse in 2 minutes? Just in the studio?
I'm going to go for between 2 and 5 minutes.
He's how like, does yeah, he do that? That?
He's just, you know, he's got a lot of things to say, I think, in all of his songs. He's
sure
got a lot
is.
Of lyrics. He likes a story.
Does he bring a notepad though, or at least like, you know, something that jogs his memory with words?
No, that guy doesn't even have a calendar. You know, he doesn't bring anything with him. It's just his juice and his brains and his fresh talent. So he's just on his phone, and he just jotted down some lyrics and then sung it. Oh my gosh, the studio! I didn't have proper headphones. I only had earbuds that like go into an aux cord. You know, the like $10 ones or like $2 ones from the tailor shop. I had that to track his demo with those, and it was very terrible. I had to put like a rain noise over it, so it sounded like he was singing in the rain. But it was just to cover that.
Hey, let's just pretend that it was meant to be, like he was meant to be singing in the rain, you know, serenading kind of thing. Yeah. For real.
Yeah, no, that's a thing, yeah.
Hey, so excited whenever you bring out new music. Go check out Kyla Greening on her Linktree, actually, where you'll find all the links. That's linktr.ee/Kyla Greening. Well, thanks for the quick plug. Anything else there, Kyla?
No, make sure you play it really, really loud. Maybe you could play it to maybe someone you have a crush on and maybe they'll fall in love with you. So.
That's for sure. And also, yeah, just keep it up and absolutely love your slow jams. We're going to play it right now on KiwiRadio.nz. And stay cool, stay creative, Kyla.
Oh, wicked. Thanks, Eve.
This is the brand new track, Starry Nights, Kyla Greening featuring Sam V.
Say we just met and all the feelings we knew. We had no history, no in-betweens and nothing to lose. Say I need it, could we be more than old friends? And would there be a little chemistry on?
Captivated when they're by you, and this thing's subliminal. Miss my feels up with truth. Hope that nothing comes between us when I'm by you. But if we slow it down, speak some sense to myself. There is something about the way that this city lights up. Oh.
Love song, all about the early days of dating. Great to hear Sam V in the background there doing some backing vocals. A beautiful duet there from two wonderful New Zealand musicians that you should definitely keep an eye and ear on. We also have Skiller on the phone right now, led by singer Chelsea. They're an R&B alternative hybrid project from Auckland. Welcome to the show there, Chelsea.
Hi there, thanks for having me. I'll just make a small correction. Our name is Skiller, like skiing down the slope.
Cool.
Just for the listeners out there. Sorry to interrupt.
No, I thought that I might have got that wrong. I did.
Oh, you wouldn't be the first. Don't you worry.
Well, maybe
it's a Greek word. So.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask you what it meant, but it's a Greek word.
Yeah.
Does it mean anything in Greek?
It actually does. It's a bit edgy, so I hope it's okay to say it over the podcast radio, but it means bitch.
Nice.
like female dog. So it's kind of like my fiery little contribution to
the name there. Or aggressive female. I mean, it's not
yeah.
always about dogs. Yeah, that's for sure.
No.
welcome to the show. You're an artist that I've actually been following in the background for quite some time, so I'm actually very excited to be interviewing you today. Now we're going to we're going to do a three-song plug from you today. We had Kyla Greening earlier, also an R&B artist. So we've got this R&B vibe tonight. We opened as well with a track by Mint Condition. But it's all about you now. So three songs from Skeela. Okay, so let's start off with the first one, I Never Knew. Tell us about the song.
Okay, so I Never Knew is the debut single off the album that we've got coming up. It's actually our first album as well. We've got an EP out on Spotify and Bandcamp, but this is from the album that we've got coming up, and it's a, what was the question? What did you want to know about it?
Well, tell us, like, what is the song about? What did you
what's
never
the song
know?
About?
Right?
Yeah, so the main hook, sorry, I lost my thread just kind of thinking about where it's coming from, but the lyric I Never Knew is about how it's a positive love song. It's like one of the first ones that I ever got to write. It's about my partner, and he's the one who actually recorded the album as well. So
Whoa.
He's right in the mix of things, which is really sweet, you know? And so for me, it was like about being in a really healthy relationship and feeling like, oh, I never knew that love could be like this. It's just the hook of the song. So it's definitely one of those. It's like, oh, I don't know.
You know,
I think it's a little cheesy, but I love it.
I actually celebrate you writing a song about love that's positive, because there's so many songs out there about love that's really negative. Like, you know, it's telling the younger generation, don't fall in love. I mean, come on, love is so overrated. But to actually hear a song that's positive reaffirms that when you do find the right person, you know, it's a feel-good thing, right? So, you know, that's awesome. That's
great. Right.
That's good. Let's play the jam. Let's play the
great.
Jam. And please stay on the line there, Chelsea, while we showcase your two more songs from you as well. You're tuned into KiwiRadio.nz, showcasing Kiwi music every Tuesday. We are back with a vengeance with a slew of artists. Skeela is in the hot seat tonight.
I never knew love could be like this. I got a new faith in what I do. I never knew love could be like this. If you ever need me, call me, I'll come running. Oh boy, I can't imagine my life without you. I think about it, all I can think is, oh, what would I do? You pulled me out at my darkest hour. No words can express the way I feel, yeah. Feel about your vibe, oh baby. Let's stick together always. And when you come back home, you know I've been waiting, missing you, baby. And all day I just can't wait to see you. And when you're feeling down, boy, you know I'll be the one to pick you up always. Don't forget it, love you always. I got a new faith in what I do. I never knew love could be like this. If you ever need me, call me, I'll come running. With you, I can put the past behind me. You make me feel like a new beginning is coming to me, yeah. And even in my darkest days, just the like, oh, I can make it through. Oh, baby.
Welcome to KiwiRadio.nz. We've got a wine cellar vibe happening tonight with the 18 unique listeners tuned in right now, all the way in Houston. Hello, America. Hello. Also, Hamilton and Auckland tuning in tonight. But you can also catch all the replays for free. Download the MP3s at KiwiRadio.nz. Skeela is on the phone. It's Greek for bitch. Okay, that's we got that one. Now, are there any plans to take over Greece and just kind of ruin the radio stations with that kind of band name?
Oh, crikey. You know, it's interesting, actually. My sister has been living in Greece for 4 years, and she is absolutely the most magnificent artist and musician. She's really worth checking out. But as for us taking over Greece, I think we just want to...
Before you go into the trail, so give her a
for goodness sake, yes, Briar Prostiti. Briar, like Briar Rose Prostiti. That's our last name. And she has name... her artist name is Hydra Bitch. So we've got a running theme there.
I see.
Yeah, and she makes electronica music. She makes like sort of like pop influenced electronica and also lots of different folk music. She plays a lot of Greek traditional music. And she's absolutely divine. Go check her out. Go check out my sister Briar.
That's a plug, plug and a half there. But carry on with your thought with Greece.
So I think what I want to do first is just get more touring done in New Zealand, or Aotearoa, I should say, and Australia, if we can make it there. And we're not actually from Greece, the mainland. We're from Cyprus. So perhaps we would come there one day, but the music seems different there. I think it would be interesting to go. Unfortunately, I'm not fluent, but my sister is. So perhaps I could get her as a guide.
My only experience with Greece the few days that I was there was lots of stray cats and also a really poor sewage system, like you couldn't flush.
You mustn't flush the loo paper. It's the way.
Hearing the word bitch on the radio is the worst of your problems, really. But also, I have to say this, because I've been digging through your musical genius. Is it true that you've also worked as the vocalist / guitarist for Sal Valentine's EP called Church?
Oh my goodness. Well, I wasn't on guitar, but I was in Sal Valentine and the Baby Shakes. I was one of the original members, and that band went for a long time, and I was one of the backup vocalists, yes.
Right,
because so I was on that EP.
I saw you guys live.
No way!
I was like, you know what? This girl really looks familiar, and me being a music journalist, I dug in, and I wanted to ask you that question. So verified, done and dusted, she was on Sal Valentine, which you can check out on salvalentine.bandcamp.com. All the Canadians that listen to our radio station and myself absolutely keep requesting the track Champagne. I don't know what it is.
Isn't that
Canadians,
funny?
But they just love Champagne. Well, I love the track anyways.
I've forgotten about that song, actually. My goodness.
Yeah. You know, as musicians, sometimes we get so involved in creating, right? We get in the cycle of creating. And sometimes, you know, these little paintings that we've made through audio, they still stick around and
amazing.
Resonate with people,
I shouldn't take credit for writing. I didn't do any of the writing in that project. It was mainly almost all Sal Valentine, and then I think a few instrumentals were from Ben Sinclair. But it was all his. Singing the parts and having fun.
For a very long time, and sorry to steal the limelight and go into the Sal Valentine route because I'm a bit of fanboy with him. For a long time, I thought his name was Sal Valentine until I met him. I bumped into him. He was playing records at a club in the Viaduct, and he said, "Oh, hey, mate, I'm Ivan." I'm like, "No, you're not. You're Sal Valentine." It reminds me a little bit of these stories that you hear about Macaulay Culkin, and he tells his friends, right. "Oh no, I'm Mick. Call me Mick." And I'm like, "No, you're not. You're Macaulay Culkin." Sal Valentine is actually Ivan, right? Am I right with that?
Ivan.
My mispronunciations with everything tonight. Skeela is what we're talking about tonight. Skeela. Now we're going to go straight to your next track called Bluffin'. You want to tell us about the song?
Yes. So Bluffin was our first single. off our debut EP, which is called Fantasy Life. And Black Hun is about sort of having that moment in your life where you don't really trust people too much, especially in maybe in a relationship capacity, and you don't really want to show too much of your how you really feel because you feel like it won't be received the way you want to. You're sort of putting on a different face for that person just because you can't quite figure out what's going on yet. You know, it's that kind of a thing. So that song is about that, and also just, you know, just kind of having lots of people on the go. Yeah, it's a good time.
Is this a song from your early 20s?
Almost all songs are, yeah, fall through my 20s. But most of these songs are, yeah, definitely about my experiences. Yeah, Nelly Furtado really nailed it there. Really? Yeah, so they are, you know, sort of autobiographical in a lot of ways. But then I like to write about lots of different scenarios, and I think I've been really enjoying writing about music, weirdly enough. So in the new upcoming album, there's still more that I had to say about what was going on for me. But then later on down the track, you know, I sort of am kind of feeling songs and writing a lot of raps that are about how much I enjoy music, which is a really interesting topic. So I don't know, like the love thing is good, but music's where it's at.
Yeah, absolutely. It's I love the contrast in your writing too. Also because, you know, you mentioned the song is about, you know, that true love. It's about the partner that's right. And then this one's a little bit about promiscuity. It reminds me of one of the guests at my brother's wedding did a speech, and she was like, you know, before you enter a relationship, you should always treat it like ice cream. Taste a little bit of everything and before you commit. I'm like, okay.
I mean, there's definitely something to be said for that and ice cream.
And
so
ice cream, right?
I agree.
No, but true. Anyways, let's get to the music, shall we? Bluffin is the track. Right. Skeela is the artist. Tuned in to KiwiRadio.nz. Simulcast as well on upfm.co.nz tonight. Thanks for tuning in, everyone.
Just loving with you. I just loving with you. Don't want to show my hand. Nah. I ain't in it to lose. Cause if I lose, I lose you. I'm just bluffing with you. I'm just bluffing with you. Don't wanna turn my hand up. I ain't in it to lose. Cause if I lose, yeah, I lose you. If I show my hand, I show you how I feel. I probably shook your stay up. So I'ma just stay in the game. Keep it clear, don't wanna give away the place where I hide my heart. Don't wanna waste that night. Cause I don't trust nobody. I don't trust nobody. I don't trust nobody. Pack behind me, follow me, my every step. And no one not to get too close, cause if they tryna own me, I'll be running to kill, straight to my next meal. That every girl I'm back, yes. It ain't that I don't feel for you, but I don't trust you. Nah, with that power, if you need. So I keep them guys, I smoke up and fuck you good, make you howl to the moon. I got too deep in the woods, I feel this, got you in the mood, that's it. And that's how I do. If you got a problem with that, I suggest you get the fuck out of my gap. I
from you, 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 boy, you, 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 boy. If you only knew what I hide away from you, 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 boy, you, 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 boy. I bet you wouldn't want me like you, do, 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 boy, do, 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 boy, yeah, 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 yeah. Just bluffing with you, I just bluffing with you. Don't wanna show my hand, no, no. I ain't in it to lose, cause if I lose, yeah, I lose you.
Don't trust nobody. No, not these days, you know. Just got to be careful, careful out there with all these. Anyways, speaking of untrustworthy, guess what, Skeela? We are up to episode 47 something, and you have officially earned my only third official seal of approval. We're going to get a live reaction from you, because if you check your Bandcamp, I actually just bought the album Fantasy Life.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much. Oh, shut. I'm on.
Please make sure that's going to the right bank account, so please verify that it's gone in. But yeah, absolutely love it. Got to support the musicians that you love, and you are officially the third seal of approval out of 47 bands where I get a live reaction and buy your... honestly, that was a test of like speed then, because I just got a new credit card, right? So I was like punching in the new number, and then it was like, select your account. I'm like, oh, no. And it was like, had a minute to do it. So there you go, online shopping
done
right. No, absolutely love it. So we'll be spinning your tracks as well on kiwiradio.nz. We're down to our last song, Can You Believe It? But I Do is the third and final song for the showcase. First of all, how's your experience so far with the podcast?
It seems very nice. Thank you so much for having me. I mean, it's very easy. Thank you.
Are you still going with that ethos of trusting no one? Because you didn't really know me before today, right?
Well, you know, I've definitely, you know, got a new outlook since then. It was like, you know, especially after getting to write the song that you played first. But, crikey, yeah. No, it's good.
Awesome. I honestly mean it. I think your vocals are amazing. Obviously, the writing itself, what gets me with the seal of approvals is the lyrics. So I think the lyrics are spot on, and also the music. So
great.
There you go. Third seal of approval. The first one went to Luke Hurley. Of course, have you heard of him?
Oh, no. Who is Luke Hurley? He sounds great.
Luke Hurley is the most amazing finger-picking guitarist on nylon guitar. And the second one,
I love a good guitarist.
Yeah. Second one went to someone, I think it was Jeff Ong or someone. Third.
Oh, I love Jeff. I know Jeff. He's a sweetheart. Yeah. I've got one of his tunes on Bandcamp as well, actually. I've bought his music.
He's been on the podcast. It's the who's who. I actually ended up getting a live reaction from him and buying his CD on air as well. So it's lots of fun when that happens. But you're the third, your official third one, and I should really create a page of like, you know, the wall of fame kind of thing.
What a lovely idea. I like that.
But we actually, we're spoiled for choice with our artists. We're not playing favoritists at all. Every now and then I think it's important to chuck a few coins over to the artists that you love. Speaking of the pages to support you at, I went through Bandcamp. Would that be the best outlet?
Absolutely. Bandcamp's the best for every musician. I'm a huge believer in Bandcamp. Major Bandcamp stan.
Me too.
Pay for the music. Have it on your phone.
No, I honestly like, and we're not sponsored by Bandcamp at all, but I just like the fact that, you know, it's all about the musicians for them. They get a small cut, but, you know, it's about the musicians, right? So that's what I love.
It's the perfect format.
It's the perfect format.
We should have it instead of Spotify, saying.
Oh, anyway, for sure. I think I've earned like 20 cents on Spotify, whereas Bandcamp is like, you know, at least a dollar. So there we go. $5 went out to Skeela tonight for the Fantasy Life EP, and it's so worth it, right? So go check it out at skeela.bandcamp.com. That's skeela.bandcamp.com. Okay, we're going to plug your final song, But I Do. And is there anything else as well?
Oh, I mean, I think if you wanted to hear a bit about But I Do, the song is... Did you want to hear what the song is about?
Yeah, let's
go. We've
still got about 10 minutes left, so you go for your life.
Great. Well, okay. Well, the song But I Do is about being with somebody and then you again, you're still a little, you know, a bit hesitant about things and worried about what they will think. But really, if you... You know, if you were to be honest, you would want to be with them all the time. You know, it's like a yearning song. But also, I like to talk about it because it's one of the few pop songs, I think, or I'd like to think, out there in the world that has a bass solo and a vocal solo.
Ooh.
So, Skeela, we like to use improvisation. You'll hear it when you play it. But this is something I'm very proud of, this idea of having improvisation or extended improvisation in what I consider a pop tune at any rate, even though it's a bit, you know, it's a bit funky. So I hope you guys enjoy. Thanks so much for listening, and thanks to Kiwi Rodeo for having me. This has been so nice.
Oh, lovely. And thanks for hanging out as well. I know how busy it can be as creatives, but final question really, what's next for Skeela this year?
Well, this album is currently being mastered by Nate Wood, who's a US musician. He's absolutely astounding. Everybody go check him out. And it was mixed by Jeremy Toy from She's So Rad and Leonard Simpson Duo. He is just the absolute best. We are hoping to, when we finish mastering, we're hoping to shop it around to some labels and see if we get any bites. I think there's one in Adelaide at the moment who's interested. We'll see what happens. We're going to look around and we're going to release the album once we know what's happening with it. And I'm really excited to share it with everyone because it's taken forever to do, as many musicians will understand post-COVID. So, yeah, that's what's next for us, this album release and then hopefully more touring. Yeah.
Oh, lovely. And if you are a record label or not a record label that want to do a counter offer to Skeela, I think you should definitely hop on the bandwagon there. Hey, thanks so much, Chelsea, for joining us in today's show.
Thank you. Have a good night.
And this is the sign-off track. I'm Ralphie. That was Chelsea from Skeela. You're tuned into KiwiRadio.nz. This is a song called But I Do.
But I do. I just keep on fading. But if I had it my way, baby, you would be with me. I ain't tryna think about you. But I do. Hey, I ain't tryna think about you. But I do. So I just keep on fading. But if I had it my way, baby, you would be. The love.
Was that go support Skila skila.bandcamp.com. The EP is called Fantasy Life. For $5 you get 5 tracks, $1 each, and they're all stunning tracks too, so it's no fillers really. And that got my third seal of approval for kiwiradio.nz. Next, we've got a request for Citrus Ink, also from New Zealand. It's a debut single from Christian and Nick, two highly experienced and focused musicians based from the city of Sales, and it's a homage to influences of old school R&B. We've got a real R&B flavor tonight, which I really love. And then we're going to sign off with that track. I've been looking at my purchased Bandcamp singles and songs and albums, and I'm definitely going to dig that song again by Sal Valentine, which I was talking about earlier, because I really love the song Champagne. We're going to close off with that one as well, where Chelsea was actually a backing vocalist for. So here we go, back to back, two more songs to go for tonight's live show. You're listening to Kiwi Radio.
Days are passing, turn up even with the sun. I'm left counting, waiting, but without your touch. I don't want to do, I'm craving you so much. I was told you only know when you know. You don't wanna be without them anymore. No. Showing sensations presently on my skin. Oh, when you're mine.
in your arms, and every little thing you do, playing pictures of your smile inside my head to get me through. Every day that I don't see your face, it's the distance got me in my feels this way.
And that is Citrus Ink. You're tuned into KiwiRadio.nz. I want to thank all the listeners out there tuning in every week, learning that this is our regular slot, 7 to 8 p.m. New Zealand time every Tuesday. So hello, we've got the lights showing up on the map here from UK, as well as Christchurch, Auckland, Hamilton in New Zealand, and of course Houston, America. Thank you so much for tuning in live right now to my voice, and also to the wonderful musicians. We had Kyla Greening earlier, as well as Skeela. We had a really cool R&B vibe special tonight, so if you want to catch the replay, the download will be available very soon. Also coming up on the podcast, we have more New Zealand music from artists like Jazz Patterson, Phoebe Vick, Madeline Valier, Kokomo Blues, Bird Machine is coming back, and a few others that seem to be releasing all sorts of music throughout the year. 2023 is a wonderful year to celebrate New Zealand music, because we love the artists coming from this wonderful country of ours. And if you do want to be on the podcast, be sure to get in touch as well. I'm your host, Ralphie. KiwiRadio.nz is our platform. Signing off now with an artist, one of my favorite artists from Auckland, New Zealand, Sal Valentine. This is the most requested song we have from our Canadian listeners. It's Champagne.
Two, three.
Champagne.
I saw.
Girl, you about to make me lose control.
Champagne,
ice cold.
Girl, you about to make me lose control.
Champagne,
ice cold.
Girl, for you I'd even sell my soul.
Champagne,
all night.
Baby, don't you know you're out of sight. You know you're out of sight.
Champagne
all night.
Baby, won't you let me love you right? That you're mine, oh mine.
Champagne bells shine.
Can't believe it that you're mine, oh mine.
Champagne bells shine.
Girl, let me turn your water to wine.
Champagne ice cold.
Yeah, your mouth will make me lose control.
Champagne ice cold.
Girl, you're about to make me lose.
Champagne,
girl, for you I'd even sell my soul.
Sal Valentine playing on KiwiRadio.nz. And if you want to be drinking some sweet champagne this weekend, we've got the Harvest Festival happening Saturday, 18th March 2023, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Sculpturium in Matakana. Tickets are $28. Go check out Sculpturium.nz. I'm actually going to be playing some covers on that gig. So thank you, Sculpturium, for booking us. So there we go. The Saturday in Matakana, there will be tickets will include galleries and garden entry and grape stomping and pressing, live entertainment, kids arts, crafts, activities, local supplier stalls, face painting, and many, many more. Also, I want to thank AucklandMamamarket.co.nz for sponsoring the podcast as well. We've got some exciting events happening in April, two of which are happening at Browns Bay. I'm also going to be doing the music as well, but one of them will be the movies in the beach happening at the same time. So one's on April 1st and the other one is April 15th. Weather depending, of course, but we'll hopefully the sun will be shining on those days. That's April 2023. More information at AucklandMamamarket.co.nz. I almost aced that plug. One final plug as well today, thanks to our sponsor RebellionGaia.com, the video game. And that's been today's show. I'm your host, Ralphie. Keep it locked. Also, hello to the Australians just tuning in today as well. We love the Aussies. Always late comers, honestly. What? Coming? Anyways, thank you so much. Replays of the podcast will be happening right now, actually, because I heard from Kyla that some of her fans will be tuning in at 8 p.m. So why not? Let's spin it, rewind back for another hour if you wanted to listen to this all over again. But if you don't, you can also check out different replays as well at kiwiradio.nz. But did you also know that there's a channel changer on the bottom right that's been introduced? You can select some of our sister radio stations, such as upfm.co.nz, a jazz channel, and all sorts of things as well on the bottom right of the music player at kiwiradio.nz. Go check it out, explore, you'll find it. And if you want to chat to us as well live, there's the Discord channel on the bottom right of the page. And that's really all I have to say. It's been a great show. Thank you so much. That's it. I'm going. See you later. Woo!